Ilkus to Ishkus to Nido, according to Rabbi Akiva, though, why does it have to be Daima to Nido, Luchur Lamasi? You're telling me now that I call upon him, Avoy Dezora has a Tumas Masi. If the weight is Mamash on top of you, it's Matami you. For the Gemara, Bezoy Dera, looks to the Nevela. Or Bezoy, let's be Makish, Avoy Dezora to Nevela. It's Mamash only Tumas Masi, because Nevela has no Tumas ever Mesama. But at this, you Makish to Nido, you can make a mistake. You think, just like Nido has the Chomadik of Tumas of ever Mesama, where the weight is not upon you, maybe Avoy Dezora is also. So why didn't the Poshid is Daima to Nevela? So the Mara Enochanami, really, you're right. Yeshayahu should have said about the Zoros to Nevelim. Ella, Ma Nida Ein Leivorim is telling you Ksas Kula. Just like Nida, a piece of Nida, has no tumum, Afa Avoy the Zora Ein Leivorim. Who are then pieces of Avoy the Zora has no tumum. So that's why Yeshayahu said Avoy the Zora is Dumya the Nida. It's true. It has Tumas Masui. I say Nevela, that's Mamish Doimah. No, it's telling you this Kula, that just like Nida, a Vorim has no Tumas Nida, who I didn't piece of Avoy the Zora has no Tumas Masa, or has no Tum at all. It only has Tum when you have the whole Avoy the Zora together. Tomorrow, Abizoy Elohod, the boy Rav Chama Baguria. That's Rav Chama Baguria, it's right a Shiloh. Avoy the Zora, Yeshtin Li Evorim, or Yena Li Evorim. Does Avtumas Avoy the Zora, if you have the pieces of Avoy the Zora, is it Metamiyu by the Vorm or is it not Metamiyu? Is the Khurtip should lay meho? They pushed it from here now that Bain the Rabbonin, Bain the Rab Kiva, the end of the Vorm. The Khur were coming out now, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Why did Shayol say Avoy the Zora is Daima to Nida? To tell me, Ma Nida end of the Vorm? As even Rabbi Kiva, that's more Machmer, said there's only Metam when you have the whole Avoy the Zora. But the Evorim is not Metama. So Akon Abchom Maguri clerics for Shiloh, the Chorus Pritis Tamatam Leavorim. And the Gemara and Echnami, Rav Chama Bar Guria Kuramba Masni, he taka learned the machlokes between the Rabbon and Rabbi Kiva, the way Rabbon learned, the way the first man the Yom learned, that everybody's maskim, there is a Tumas Masui by Avoy Dezora. And the machlokes says, Rabbi Kiva says, that even Tumas Evan Mesama. So that we said, Rav Chama Bar Guria declares according to Rabbi Kiva, that says, the Hekesh Tanidas Poshed only the Chumra. So maybe it's only the Chumra that has all Tumas, but not the Kula. Even though Nida Leivorim has no Tumum, maybe Avoy Dezora is even more Chama than Nida. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, the Hekesh is not completely 100% only the Chumra. That's what Rabbi Chama Maguri declared. What about the Leivorim? Maybe since Nida is not Leivorim, who then Avoy Dezora also not? Or maybe no. Maybe Taka Avoy Dezora is more Chama than Nida. But it's only a Shaila according to Rabbi's Pshat. Uboyelo Aliba the Rabbi Kiva. And the Bechama Magur declared according to Rabbi Kiva that's so machmir that Evan the Avoy Dezora has mamish tumas masoi with Evan misama like a nida mamish, maybe it's even more chama than nida. That was Ishar. The more amazing, Avoy Dezora straight the brisa, Avoy Dezora's kasheretz. Shno and Avoy Dezora has the same type of a tumah like a sheretz does. Or misham sheho kasheretz. And even the mishamoshim has the kalim you use to serve the Avoy Dezora, also has a Tumas like a Sheretz. Rabbi Kiva Loimeh, Avoy Dezora, Kenida. Kiva says, no, Avoy Dezora has Mamash a Tumas Nida, Poshtim means has Tumas Mas also. Misham Sheh Kesheretz. But the Shamoshim, the Kalim that I use to serve the Avoy Dezora, that only has a Tumas Sheretz. Mer, Bishtem, the Rabbi Lezer, Bishtem, according to Rabbi Lezer, the second sheet, Nicha. Everything comes out very good. Rashi Nicha, the Tanya, the Rabbonin Kesheretz, Alma Le Matama B'Masli. It's good, the Rabbonin say that Avoy Dezora, the Ika Tumah, or Avoy Dezora is Mamash like a Sheretz. That means one of it only has a Tumah if you touch it, and Maslid has no Tumah. That's good according to Rabbi Lezer. But Rabbi Lezer said, according to the Rabbonin, there's no Tumas Masa at all. El Rabbi Kasha. But according to Rabbi Tver, because Rabbi learned, even according to the Rabbonin, Avoy Dezora also has Tumas Masli. The only machlokes is that they have the chom and the ketumah of Evan Mesama. So how come the brisa says here, according to Rabbonin, that's mamish kesheretz, but mashmas kesheretz mamish no tumas mas at all? Ma pochet omaloch rabba mi alimim amasdisin. Is this brisa any more shverer to me than the Mishnah is? Diktoni, the Mishnah says eitzah v'yavona v'yaforu. What's the loch of the eitzim, the wood and the stones and the cement of the avoy dezorim? Is matam kesheretz? The Rabbonin says it only has a tumas sheretz. V'yakimno and Rabbi Lezer learned what's pshat from Tumas Sheretz according to Rabbonin Ma Kesheretz. What does it mean Kesheretz? Play Matama b'Evim Mesama. It just means it has the kula that it doesn't have the chomadik of Tumav Nida of Evim Mesama. or be'enach nami poshre tumas masoi, it does have. That's pshat in the Mishnah. I'll tell you the same pshat in the Braiser also. All the Rabbanim mean when they say it's kisheretz, it doesn't mean that there's no tumas masoi at all. We're masking avoy the Zara has a tumas masoi. We're just saying it's not so chomer as nida that has no tumas ever mesamam. Now it's not telling me if the avoy the Zara is on top of you, but the weight is not on top of you. Like we said, in case the avoy the Zara is on top of the stone, and the stone is being held up by, you say this, by your pegs, and now you have kalim underneath the pegs, it wouldn't be metame, whatever mesama. That's the Rabbanim in kisheretz. If the weight of the avodah zarah is on top of you, it has a tumas masi. So this one, yekasha to rabba. With another kasha, meisvei. Nochri v'nochris. Ogoi v'neshiksam. Avodah zarah u'mishamshir. Who adin avodah zarah and the mishamoshim, the kelim you use to serve the avodah zarah, is hain. They themselves, if you touch a nochri, it's the rabbonim v'mesaka nochri has din like a zav. And who adin a nochrisa, a shiksa, has din like a nida. So if you touch them, they're matamiyu. Hein amatamiyu, v'loi has Satan. But something they touch, v'loi has Satan, the havimin is a means masui. There's no tumas masui by all these. By avodah zarah, misham sheh has no tumas masui. Rebbe Kiva, oimer, hein ve Satan. Kiva says, no, all these things have tum if you touch them. Hadu adin ve Satan means if you just move them. Because they're up because you, that's tumas masui, it is matama. The Marbishtoim of the Rebbe Lezer Nicha. According to Rebbe Lezer, the second treatise is very good. Rebbe Lezer learned the Machloikis was the Rabbonin and Rebbe Kiva, if there's a Tumas Mas at all. That Rabbonin said there's no Tumas Mas by Avodah Zarah. So it's good to Braisa. The Braisa is not Kehain, only if you touch the Avodah Zarah itself. V'loi has Satan. Not if it's up because of you. There's no Tumas Masli. Elo the Rabba, Kasha. But Rabbi says, no, even according to Rabbonin, by Avodah Zarah has a Tumas Masli. It just doesn't have a Tumas Ever Masamam. Falkamir, the Braisa says, Hain V'loi has Satan. Mashmas only Tommy if it touched the Avodah Zarah itself. There's no Hesed at all. Amoloch Rabba, Ola Taimech, Stama Kasha Nyu. It says, Nochri V'nochris. The first part of the Braisa was a Goy and a Shiksa. Is Nami. The Braisa, according to Rabbonin, says, Hain V'loi has Satan. It says, watch, it's only Tommy if you touch them directly. But if has Satan, if they're moved, as Masu, it has no Tumas Masu by a Goy. For the more of a Tanya, we learned a Braisa, Bosik says, Dabro B'nei Yisrael. So, Midiraisa, B'nei Yisrael, Metamim B'zivam, V'yeinochim Metamim B'zivam. Midiraisa, Tumas Zav, is only Metamim Yisrael. If he has Zav coming out of him, he's Tummy. If a Goy has Zav coming out of him, he's not Tummy Midiraisa. And no one didn't either. If a dam nida comes out of a shiksa, midiraisa, she's not tummy midiraisa. Avo goz ru'aleim, but Rabbonin gave the gzer upon all goyim, shiye kizovin, l'chol divrayim, that every single goy has a tumas zav upon him. Now by a zav, everybody knows, there's a tumas masui. If you have a zav on top of you, if the weight of the zav is upon you, even though you're not touching him, he's metamiyu. There is a tumas masui. So as they shred the brisa, how could the first brisa say that the rabbonin, that a goy and a shiksa, it's only tummy if you touch them? For lo yes Satan, mashmana, if you're carrying them, it's not metamiyu. Either brisa says the fairish, every single goy the rabbonin gave him a din, like a zav gomer. Ella yafta miyash like this. Ella, Rabba Matasatame. Rabba's going to say Pshan the Braisa the way he learns. That what? Nochri v'nochri. Sagoy n'shiksa. Hein v'hes Satan. Stack it true. If you touch them, or else v'hes Satan. If you're lifting them up, the masi of them, and who adin v'yevim esamashalahem. And who adin, if you're not lifting them up, as their weight is on top of you, just you're underneath them. If they're on top of a stone, and the stone is being picked up by pegs, and you're underneath the stone, it's also matamiyu, because they have a din like a zav gomer, and a zav has the chumra like of ever mesamim. Like Rashi before said, we learn out nida from zav. But v'ika chiddush, the pasuk says, v'chsev kol asher yitachtav. Anything that's underneath the zav is tamid, even though the weight of the zav is not on top of you. It's just you're underneath the zav, you're tamid. So that's by a goy and a shiksa. Anything underneath them is tamid. Avodah Zarah, what about the Avodah Zarah itself? Is he v'hes Satan? Stack it true. If you touch the Avodah Zarah, or else, if the Avodah Zarah is being picked up because of you, it's stack a tummy. Avodah Yevim Mesama Shalom. But the Avodah Zarah does not have a tumas of Yevim Mesama Shalom. That's according to Rabbanin. Rabbi Akiva, Avodah Zarah has the same halacha like the goy. He the state of Yevam Mesamishlo. The Rekiva says now Avodah Zorah is mamish like an Ido, like a Zav that has even a Tumas Yevam Mesama. That's the way Rabbi learned Shad this Brisa. Rebbe Lezer Matarza Tami, and Rebbe Lezer will learn the Brisa the way he learns. Rebbe Lezer learns that what according to the Rabbonon there's taken no Tumas Masse at all by Avodah Zorah. So what's Pshan the Brisa then it says the Goy and Avodah Zorah has the same halacha? I lechura Goy is zichah kezav. So a Goy should zichah have a tumas masri. How could you say a Goy and Avodah Zorah have the same halacha? Rebbe Lezer b'tat the timing. Nochri v'nochri is to divide it up. A Goy in the shiksum hein v'has satan v'yevim misamish lemis takatami. The mamish kezav gomer. Whether you touch them or whether you have the weight on top of you or whether you're underneath them, even though the weight, their weight is not on top of you. Just you're underneath the zav, you're underneath the Goy or the shiksa, your tummy. Now Avodah Zorah, what's the lochit by an Avodah Zorah? Is he v'lo has satan? The Chum say no, it's only tummy if you touch the Avodah Zorah like a sheretz. Only if you touch the Avodah Zorah directly. But if the weight is on top of you, a regular masri, it's Torah by Avodah Zorah. Rebbe Akiva Raymanein, Avodah Zorah is he the Seta. Who are then he? And Tumas Masri. But at this pshat, both are moida. The Rabbonin and Rebbe Akiva both moida that Avodah Zorah is different than a Goy and a Shiksa. Because a Goy and a Shiksa is in like a Zav, they even have Tumas Eva Masamam. But Avodah Zorah, according to both of them, don't have a Tumas Eva Masamam. So Rabbonin say there's not even a Poshta Tumas Masri. And Rebbe Akiva says, no, a Poshta Tumas Masri do have Avodah Zorah, just you don't have Tumas Eva Masamam. Mask of Lord of Ashi of the Zoy my hang. What's trying the Bryce that says if you touch they themselves as tummy? Khur is Samakash now. Pshita, Avad if you touch them as tummy. What's the Khirish of touching them? What does it mean, hang, you touch them as it's tummy? Rashlund, Maskler of Ashi, Mahang, I Rabba Reb Leza. Hesed the Bryce of Loshin Maso, Mashmulusha, Seta Achirim Dino Masli. Was the ma hein ve satan hein bloy set nictoni bin of kibin rabonim even meg mudei natsun to meim shito the term hein ve satan in olay what's trying to say if you touch them they're tummy shito they themselves are tummy if they're not tummy there's no sat to say there's a tumas masli so all I should have said is whether there is a tumas masli there's no tumas masli what does the Bryce of verse have to say they if you touch them avoid the zoros matamu like shito they avoid the zoros matamu that's all of these. After there's a Tumas Sheretz by Avodah Zorah, now it's a Sofek, is it a Tumas Masri or not? So why does the Brisa have to say, hey, Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Hochi Kom, this is the Pshat from the Brisa. The Brisa is saying, Nochri v'Nochri, so go in the Shiksom, Bein Hein She'sita Nesachirim, whether they move something else. Chesed really means that the Zav or Nid is walking, and they like kick something, even though they don't touch it directly, but they cause something to move, that's called Chesed. Moshe, they move a stick, and the stick causes the pebble to move, that's a Tumas Hesed. It's more than Maga. Maga means the Zav or need the Mamash touches something. If their hand touches something, treat that thing as Tummy. Hesed always means it's moved because of you. So, if the Nochri or Nochrius moves something, his Bein Hein means Shesitza Secherim. Not if it's Maga, but if they move something, it's a Tumas Hesed. Or Bein Acherim Shesitza Noisam. Who are then if somebody else moves the needle? That's called Tumas Masri. Masri means the needle is up because of you. The needle is being moved because of you. So the Tumas Masri. So whether the needle moves something or whether you move the needle, it's Tummy. Tumayim. Avodah Zorah. What about Avodah Zorah? She'asita machem if the Avodah Zorah, the Geshek itself, moves somebody else. We'll soon see how is the Gemot to move somebody else. Avodah Zorah is only a statue. We hold it's Evan, but they can't move. So we'll soon see, what does it mean Avodah Zorah moves somebody? But if the Avodah Zorah kicks somebody, moves somebody, then Taka Torim. Or Bacherim Shesitu Voiso. But if somebody else picks up the Avodah Zorah, moves the Avodah Zorah, that's the Machlokes Tumayim. That's Tummy. Misham Sheh, Mashenka, the Kalim that I used to serve the Avodah Zorah, Bein Hein Shesit Mesacherim, where the Kalim moved other people. Bein Acherim Shesitu Voiso, where the other people moved these Kalim, is Taka Torim. There's no Tumas Masa. At all, there's only Tumas Maga. We had a key voimer. Nochri v'nochri is Avodah Zorah. All three together the same din. Bein hein shesit nesacherim, whether they move somebody else, or bein acherim shesit voisen, whether somebody else moves the Avodah Zorah, moves the nida, is temeim. Because there's a tumas masoi even by Avodah Zorah. Vashenki Mishamsheo, just the Kalim that serve the Avodah Zarah, not the Avodah Zarah itself. Bein Hein Shesit Nacherim. What if the Kalim moves somebody else? Also assume what that means. Or Bein Acherim Shesit Yoysan, with somebody else that moved these Kalim, his Takatorim. Because it has no Tumas Mas at all. Hey, the Kalim only have a Tumas Maga, not a Tumas Masi. So tomorrow, Avodah Zarah, we say now an Avodah Zarah has two things. Whether we move the Avodah Zarah, or whether the Avodah Zarah moves the Chepetz. Tomar, Bishlei Macherim Shesitu, Oisai, Bishlei Mas person that moves the Avodah Zarah, Mishkachaso, that we understand. That's Tumas Masi. If a person picks up the Avodah Zarah, not touching it, the Mechitzis, there's a keli underneath the Avodah Zarah, and you cause the cleat to come up, and you're picking up the Avodah Zarah, you're Tommy. How do you have the case the Avodah Zarah picks up something else? How can the Avodah Zarah move something? It's not movable in Avodah Zarah. It can't move. There's a case like we learned in the Mishnah. There's a case we have a scale. A scale is you put one thing on one side and put another thing on the other side to weigh it out the two. So on one side of the scale you have an Avodah Zarah. And on the other side of the scale, you have a chayfitz. So here the case is, hazav b'kof mazayin. You have a person, the zav, sitting on one side of the scale. V'yoichlin o'mashtim kav shaniyim. And you have food or mashk on the other side of the scale. Depends. Kora hazav, if the zav is more strong, he weighs more, his side comes down, then mitamim. That's called mamash atumas masli. Or it's called the zav is moving the kalim. Mashenke and Korah ain't Torah. But if they move this Zav, it's not